Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Three separate shootings in Philadelphia early this morning left six people wounded. Two of the victims were teenagers. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
About 2 o'clock in the morning at 19th and West Allegheny in North Philly, two groups of young people were walking and words were exchanged. And Chief Inspector Scott Small says a person in the one group fired shots at the other.
We found 21 spent shell casings, so it's possible that there was an extended magazine used.
Police say two boys, 17 and 15, were hit, and a man in his 40s who had no ties to either group was hit in the back with a stray. All three victims were stable at the hospital. Then an hour later, the second incident happened in Port Richmond, Allman and East Elkhart Streets.
Some sort of confrontation, and that's when the shooting took place.
Police say one guy walking a dog shot two men who were also walking a dog. The 27-year-old victim was critical and 35-year-old stable. Finally, at 4 in the morning on North Bodine Street in North Philly, police say neighbors saw a house was being burglarized. They ran over, and police say the burglar got out the front door and shot one of the neighbors, a 56-year-old man who was critically hurt. Police are looking for the shooters in all three incidents. Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The kids have to be safe no matter what. Frustrated parents in Deptford Township, Gloucester County, blasted school leaders for a rescinded plan that would have charged some families for their kids to ride the school bus. KYW's Nina Barati explains.
On August 9th, a letter was sent to families that stated students who lived under a certain distance to their school would no longer receive courtesy busing. 3 days later, the decision was backtracked to the relief of many, including Michelle Hoffman.
I don't want my grandson to get hit, get hurt, get anything. So I think it's great that they reversed it.
At Tuesday night's school board meeting, Superintendent Kevin Canals explained where the decision was coming from financially, then thanked everyone for their feedback. But during public comment, some still voiced their frustration from the ordeal.
What is the most disheartening is the lack of transparency.
Plus concerns over the idea of kids walking to school with a lack of sidewalks around town. Deptford resident Derek Stallwood felt a lot of complaints made were infrastructure-based.
Deptford School District can't put sidewalks on county roads. Deptford Township can lobby the county, though, to get sidewalks put on those county roads and make it safer for kids to walk.
Jim McDevitt, who leads the board's transportation committee, said there was a meeting with the mayor and a council person where suggestions were given, but the since-rescinded plan was still approved.
We're going to look at it very closely. We're going to do better. We can't do this. God forbid one child got hurt, I would never be able to live with myself.
Officials said moving forward, alternative solutions to address financial challenges will be explored. Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police down the shore are searching for the people behind three swatting incidents in Avalon over the weekend. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Darty spoke with a police chief who says making false reports and bomb threats can lead to serious jail time.
Someone used an online chat reporting system to make a bomb threat at the Concord Hotel in Avalon on Saturday, prompting a serious police response. Chief Jeff Christopher says they also received two other bogus reports about a man killing his mother at homes on Dune Drive, just about a block away from the hotel.
Well, we have to take them all seriously. Now, after the first incident, and we are trained in these hoaxes, so we're looking for certain criteria when we respond to these calls. And I think from the very beginning, we had a pretty good idea that this was going to be a hoax.
But they do still have to divert resources to investigate. Chief Christopher says depending on the claim, making these sort of false reports for swatting can result in a second-degree felony, which comes with 5 to 10 years in jail. Due to the nature of the reports, Christopher says it looks like the same person or group was behind all three.
Detectives are getting close. And we're not going to stop until we do identify a suspect and bring that suspect to justice.
At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Bryn Mawr College is paying for full-time students to ride SEPTA this year. Bryn Mawr is the second area college to sign up for SEPTA's U-Pass program. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Last year, it was Swarthmore College. Now students at Bryn Mawr College will get free SEPTA rides. Bryn Mawr is buying SEPTA Key Advantage passes at an 80% discount and providing them to nearly 1,600 full-time students at no charge. SEPTA's Gabrielle Presteris says professors encourage students to use their passes for experiences beyond the walls of the classroom.
They're going, okay, students, for homework this week, you're going to go out and we would like you to volunteer at this project, or we want you to visit this museum.
But students have also used their passes to explore the city. Prestera says at Swarthmore last year, more than half of the rides were taken on the weekends. SEPTA has 55 employers, including the City of Philadelphia, taking part in its Key Advantage program as it works to attract riders back to the system. Post-COVID ridership is now at 70%. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.